Our guest today, Bill Medley, along with his longtime singing partner Bobby Hatfield, recorded their defining song in 1964 with Phil Spector. "You've Lost That Lovin' Feelin'" by the Righteous Brothers went on to become the most played song on the radio ever. Hatfield died in 2003, and now, 4 years later, Medley has recorded a new solo album called Damn Near Righteous. He joins me live today, and I ask him if the new album resembles anything he's ever recorded before as a solo artist.
Well, not so much, and because I've done a lot of recording over the years as a solo artist, and but that was one of the thoughts in my mind that when we did this CD, that I really stay away from bad copies of Love and Feeling and stuff like that. So I think this is probably the best Bill Medley album that I've ever done.
Mm.
But I purposely stayed away from songs that kind of rang of being a Righteous Brothers song.
Well, you didn't stay away from R&B. There's an Earl King tune on here, and you do a Lonely Avenue, of course, which was known as a Ray Charles tune. Mm-hmm. I've always assumed that Ray Charles was a big influence on you from the beginning. Is that true?
Yeah, I would have married Ray, but I just turned 67 the other day, and so back in 55, I was 15 years old, and that's right when rock and roll music came in, and first time I heard Little Richard, I just, wow, that's just the greatest sound and energy and that I had ever heard, which really made me, kind of want to do that. And then when I was about 19, I got into Ray Charles. I heard Ray Charles. And when I heard him, I just really needed to do that. I mean, he really inspired me. And I hear other artists talk about, when they first heard somebody, that it just kind of went into their soul. And that's what happened when I heard Ray.
Let's listen to that. This is the new recording of Lonely Avenue from Bill Medley from Damn Near Righteous, new solo album.
Well, my room has got two windows, but the sun don't ever shine through, and I've been so sad and lonely since I broke off, baby, with you. I live on a lonely avenue since you said that we were through. Now I feel so sad and lonely, and it's all because of you. I could cry, oh, I could die. I live on a lonely avenue. Yes, I do. Lonely avenue. Well, my pillow is made of lead, and my cover is made of stone, and I toss and turn every night. I'm not used to being alone. I live on a lonely avenue since you said that we were through, and I feel so sad and lonely, and it's all because of you, baby. I could cry, yeah, I could die. I live on a
lonely,
Lord, don't you know, children, it's a lonely.
Lonely Avenue from our guest Bill Medley from a new solo album called Damn Near Righteous, and we're getting a chance to talk about music with him today. you know, before you and Bobby Hatfield got together, you had your band, he had his band in Southern California. Was it unusual to have R&B bands in? It's so funny. The time you grew up, I'm thinking California. I'm thinking surf music and the Beach Boys. But you were together before all that was even happening. Was it unusual though?
It was very unusual. I mean, we were raised in Orange County, which was a very, you know, very white, very, you know, just one of those little towns. And, yeah, it was very odd that I think Bobby and I were the only two rock and roll bands in town. And I was told about Bobby, and Bobby was told about me, and we, I would go in and watch him, and he would come and watch me, and I was just amazed that this white kid could do, you know, what he could do. And then a mutual friend put us together. He took my guitar player and myself and Bobby and Bobby's drummer and put us together. We were the Paramours, and we just started singing all these R&B duets together, and there was a Marine base that was in Orange County, and all the Black Marines found Bobby and I and would come down to watch us, you know, these two white guys try and do all this rhythm and blues. And actually, those are the guys. Those Marines were the guys that named us, the Righteous Brothers. That's how the name. I mean, if you had a great car in the 50s, a white guy would say, boy, that's really bitchin', or it's cool. And a Black guy might would say, boy, that's a righteous-looking car. That's a neat-looking car. And if they liked you as a friend, they'd call you a brother. So every once in a while, they would just say, hey, Righteous Brother, how you doing? Which meant good friend. And once in a while, after the end of a song, they would yell out, man, that's Righteous Brother. We wish they would have yelled out, that's Beatles or Rolling Stones, but they yelled out Righteous Brothers. But we were kind of proud of that name.
You know, it's funny that the Righteous Brothers have become known for some of the biggest ballads, ones you sing, one that Bobby sang. But when you started out, it was more like your song, Little Latin Loopy Lou. It was much more more rockin' right, from the very beginning.
Yeah, absolutely. We Little Latin Loopy Lou, My Babe, Coco Joe, and Justine, and all that was just kind of, at least in those days, it was. It was real hard, sounding very, very black, you know, rock and roll, rhythm and blues, and that was one of the weird things when Phil Spector called our record company, said, "I want to produce the Righteous Brothers," and he went to Barry Mann and Cynthia Weil and said, "I'm going to do the Righteous Brothers, write them a song," and they wrote "You've Lost That Love and Feeling," and they sang it. Phil and Barry Mann sang it for Bobby and I, and I said, man, what a great song for the Everly Brothers. And and then the more we started working on it and started lowering and lowering, lowering the key, it just kind of became, I don't know, pretty important sounding song and record. There was a lot of things that were wrong with it. It was too long. In those days, you had to make a record that was 2 minutes and 20 seconds. And just, I think Love and Feeling was probably legitimately 4 minutes long. And it sounded like my voice was on the wrong speed. And a lot of things, but I think all those things kind of coming together kind of made it a special record. And it just took off.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. And there's no tenderness like grief falls in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it. But baby, I love it.
Righteous Brothers, and we're talking with Bill Medley today on the World Cafe, and you've lost that love and feeling. Now you worked with Phil Spector, and I know you, over the years, you've produced a lot of records with Bobby and with yourself, and you went on, Soul and Inspiration was, of course, another huge hit. And you used Man and Wild again, and did you borrow anything else from Phil with that?
Just his coat. the reason that I kind of made a Spector record with that was Soul and Inspiration was supposed to be the follow-up to Love and Feeling, and we were learning it here. We were sent to New York to learn it. And we got about halfway through, and apparently Phil Spector and Barry Mann and Cynthia got in some sort of a disagreement. And so we quit learning it, and they sent us back to California to start working with Carole King on the song that did become the follow-up, Just Once in My Life. And so when we left Phil Spector, I called Barry Mann. I said, "I want, send me that song you were teaching us." And he said, "Well, I will, but we have to finish writing it." And he sent like three or four other songs with it. And I think one of them was "We Got to Get Out of This Place" and "Kicks Just Keep Getting Harder." A whole bunch of songs that I turned down that became hits by other people. And so that's why I took a shot at kind of making a Spector record, because it was written to do that.
Well, and it certainly worked once again. And this is Soul and Inspiration, the Righteous Brothers. And this is one that the tenor gets to sing, Bobby Hatfield. Soul and Inspiration from the Righteous Brothers, a production of our guest today, Bill Medley, who's got a new album on his own that he didn't produce. He turned over the keys to someone else for Damn Near Righteous, the new album. And I mentioned the Beach Boys and kind of everybody's view of Southern California in the early 60s coming from the Beach Boys, but were you and the Beach Boys kind of like rival bands on local circuits there, or what was that like?
No, but we all kind of came up in the same, you know, area, and it was pretty odd that the Righteous Brothers were kind of in the mix of all that surf music, because surf music was, you know, surf music.
Right.
It was pretty white and kind of real young sounding, and the Beach Boys. Now they were just good friends, and we knew each other, you know, from the studios and doing shows together.
Yeah, I bring that up because Brian Wilson and Phil Everly join you on this new version of In My Room. Now, how did that all come together?
Well, the truth is that Phil Everly and Steve Dorff wrote a song for me to do, and Phil wanted to sing on the record with me, the song. And I probably shouldn't say this, but I wasn't crazy about the song. And I said, you know, man, if Phil Everly wants to sing with me, let's do something that will really, you know, show him off. And I said, I've always wanted to do In My Room which is kind of an odd choice for a Bill Medley record, but I just said I always loved that song, and maybe if we could get Brian Wilson and Phil Everly to sing on it, that might would be amazingly cool. And they both agreed to it, and thank God, and we did it. And it came out remarkably good.
Indeed. Now, you wouldn't have had to fight over your part, but did they fight over parts on it, or did it all just kind of lay out?
I just did the lower part. Brian was going to sing on top of me, and then that left Phil to, you know, sing on top of Brian. So it laid out pretty easy.
Well, this is the new version of In My Room from Bill Medley's new Damn Near Righteous album. He's our guest today. Medley with Brian Wilson and Phil Everly, and that is on Bill's new album. Now, did anybody ever come up with the idea of doing an Everly Brothers, Righteous Brothers package tour back in the day? Did you ever tour with them?
The Righteous Brothers never toured with the Everly Brothers. I was the opening act for the Everly Brothers 20 years ago or something like that. Maybe less, maybe 15 years ago. But yeah, there was always a lot of talk about putting us together, which the Everly Brothers and the Righteous Brothers would have loved to have done, but it never got off the ground.
Now, they were brothers whose feuding was notorious. Now, it must be tough to keep a duo together. I know you and Bobby split more than once during that time for you to do some solo work. Was it tough keeping it together?
Well, it wasn't, and it wasn't. Both Bobby and I didn't like to confront each other, so we never argued, ever argued. So it was good news and bad news. The good news is we never argued, which kind of allowed us to stay together or keep coming back together. But the bad news is if you can't confront each other, you really can't grow, you know? So I think the Righteous Brothers could have done a lot of great, maybe some a lot of different things, but we just didn't have the communication, so we didn't grow very well. And but it's very tough being a duo, because a duo is pretty much two lead singers. It's easier if it's a group, and one guy's the lead singer, and the other guys do the vocal backgrounds. Well, that's a little simpler. The egos are different. It's very tough. It's tough enough to be married, but at least you can go home and go to bed with your wife. You know, you kind of can't do that with your partner.
Bill Medley, our guest. Bill, thank you. Thanks so much for getting back in the studio and doing this album, and thanks a lot for talking with us today as well.
Absolutely, my pleasure.
Bill Medley, our guest, the new album, Damn Near Righteous, here on the World Cafe.